Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in. We were, Bill and I, are glad to be on the station. And we learned that we apparently have replaced a German music radio station. So if you tuned in hoping to hear German music, I hope you're not too disappointed. But as a tribute to a show gone by and to those of you who did tune in hoping to hear that, we got an old Beatles cut for you.
Oh, come on, come to me. Do this with a fresh time. Oh, come on, come to me.
Think, Bill?
Well, I think that it's a great way to introduce us to Cincinnati and pay tribute to the German heritage, not only of the city, but of the show that was here before our show. But I'm going to let you, Bob, introduce the show and tell everybody a little bit about how we both got here.
Okay. Well, just before we get back to the music, just a quick little update. I had a show on another station for a period of time, and I'm glad to be here at WAIF now. And the name Blue Snakes and Banjos, the Blue Snakes came to me in a dream, and it has the word blue in it, which reflects some of the blues that we are going to play and some of the snaky guitar leads you're going to hear in a lot of the music we play, if not today, in the future. And the banjos comes in because we're going to play some alternative country, some old country, and anything really we feel like playing.
That's what's going to be fun about it is I think we have a pretty wide-ranging interest of musical genres. And so with any luck, if we wouldn't try to squeeze all these into the first show, but we'll go ahead and play a few cuts here now, let you get a taste of what we plan on doing, and then we'll talk in between.
That's right, and if you don't hear something you like in the first few minutes, just stay tuned or tune back in, because I guarantee you, you eventually are going to hear something you like here. And one more thing, you know, I was pointing out the show, and it being the first show, there's always a little bit of, I don't know if it's anxiety or what, but you want to get off on the right foot. So I was wondering, what song, is there a single song to start the show with? And Bill and I, we go back a ways, although we haven't seen each other for a long, long time, and now we've reconnected. And we found out that we both have the same favorite album. if you can only pick one album, which is kind of a preposterous task in and of itself. But that favorite album is the Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed from, I think, 1971?
1969. I'm a bit older than you are.
Okay, well, I'll count on your memory there. But, so I picked a cut off of there to get things rolling that might give you a flavor for what you're going to hear. But like I said, there's going to be all kinds of music on here. So how about a little bit of country honk? And if you're driving, don't let that horn scare you. Well, one of the things you get with a new show is the DJ not knowing how to work the technology. I am not sure what happened to our cut there, and I'm a little bit at a loss to how to get it. So, Bill, talk a little bit more about
what
we
should do.
Well,
here's what we should do, Bob. Since you can't get Country Honk from Let It Bleed in there, try track number 4.
Oh, someone's calling in with a hint on how to run the board, and I really appreciate that, but let me get the tunes on before I pick that up. Here we go.
Yeah.
Of music, we started with Blue from the Jayhawks paying tribute to Bob's name of the show, where he told me last week that he's going to name it Blue Snakes and Banjos.
I told you that after you agreed to be on the show.
Absolutely. I agreed to be on the show as soon as he brought it up. But so we had Blue from the Jayhawks, Sandwiched in between there was a song from Bob's band, the Dirt Bombs. And then I came back with Snake Farm, the Ray Riley Hubbard song done by Paul Thorne. So that's my tribute to the first edition of Blue Snakes. We're going to hopefully have a Banjos song coming up here momentarily.
That's possible, but you never know. Part of the show is going to be to surprise all of you. Or we're just going to get clever and not introduce the songs and then act all along like we had it covered. So, no, I was really thrilled when Bill agreed to be on the show because of the way our musical tastes intersect without duplicating each other. But, yeah, that song I wedged in between there, the Dirt Bombs, they're out of Detroit. They are that song was Chains of Love. And they are, I don't know how to describe them. They do some original material, and they do some covers of R&B and soul classics. They have two drummers, and they play really, really loud in concert, I should tell you. I saw them once in a bar in San Diego, and I have the loss of hearing in my right ear to prove it. I'm not sure I endorse that sort of playing. It almost made it miserable, but it was. But they are quite a band. If you ever get a chance to see them, it's a nice mix of R&B and garage rock and distortion.
It's Detroit. That's what Detroit does, and that's what everybody should have a band like that that just surprises you right out of the box. So with any luck, we'll have lots of bands like that that you may have heard of. Like we said, there'll be familiar tunes, like Country Honk and Gimme Shelter from Let It Bleed. There'll be surprises. Maybe you've heard of Snake Farm, maybe not. And some old stuff, some new stuff, and some different stuff. So we're having a blast just doing this. So we hope that you're having fun listening to it. And we promise that over the upcoming weeks, we'll have plenty of stuff. We both have way too many CDs and way too many favorite songs, so we'll share them all with you.
And not to mention, we know quite a few of you out there who play music, and we're going to be out for some in studios and that sort of thing, too. So we'll get back to the music here in 1 second. So why don't we jump back into the music? Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, we started that with the banjos part of the show's name, Why Are You Crying, from the Flying Burrito Brothers, the version of the band led by Rick Roberts. Then we listened to a song by Justin Townes Earl, one of the second generation of the great songwriters that you'll hear on this show. And then we came back around full circle to the Let It Bleed album with Country Honk and Gimme Shelter. Bob was a bit mistaken when he said that my favorite record was Let It Bleed. Gimme Shelter is my favorite song of all time. Actually, my favorite album of all time is Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East. But these are just nitpicky things. So, actually, what we went through that time was under the motto of more music, less talk. And hopefully we can hold that up. But we do like to hear ourselves talk, and we'll do a little bit of that, too, and let you know what we're playing and why we're playing it and why we like it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that Country Honk song, I have a theory I'm going to try out on Bill here, and he knows a little bit more about this than I do, and it's maybe he's not encumbered by the prejudices I have of my own tastes, but what goes for Americana or alternative country these days, you know, a lot of people talk about Uncle Tupelo, of course, in the early 90s that became Wilco and Sunbolt, and you can't turn on any alternative station without hearing them. But a lot of people forget that before that there was country rock, which now has sort of a lose a bad taste when you say that phrase. And people think of the Eagles, and who I refer to as Linda Ronstadt's backing band. But even folks forget that very early on, the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt were pretty hardcore crossover country people at the start. And also at that same time, and maybe a little bit sooner, there was Gram Parsons, the Burrito Brothers, and all of that. But the Let It Bleed album came out in 1969, and there are legitimate country, alternative country songs on that. So try this theory on for size, that that was the first alternative country album.
Well, you could certainly make the case of Country Honk, but I would go beyond that, although another 1969 record by the band record, which is, I would, from start to finish, I would say that you could make the case that that was the first alternative country record. That's not to mention whatever Neil Young was doing in 1969. After Buffalo Springfield, right when his I saw something the other day that just I found hard to believe, but maybe it's true, that Down by the River, Cinnamon Girl, and Cowgirl in the Sand were written in the same week. Think about that for a minute. Eventually, you'll hear all three of those songs. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll play all three of those together some week and think about writing those three songs in one week. But alternative country, absolutely. Not only were the Burrito Brothers there, this folds very nicely, Bob, into my theory that I've bored every person I've ever met with over the years, that everybody wants to be the Birds. And before tonight is over with, we'll show you why they want to be the Birds.
I'll be interested in testing that theory out. Okay, so why don't we get back to the music again, and I'll play this for you and let you try to puzzle out who it is, and we'll talk to you on the back end.
Yeah.
Holly Williams with Let Her Go, and before that was Jason Isbell with Super 8 from Southeastern, and they started the set with Deuce and a Quarter by Keith Richards with DJ Fontana. Back to Holly Williams and Jason Isbell. For fans of good music, I hope you're all excited about seeing those two together at the Taft Theater February 3rd. I had Southeastern, Isbell's record, as my number one record of last year, and I had Holly Williams, The Highway, as number 1A. I saw both of them last year twice, and they were just great, and neither one of them play a false note the whole time. So I'm very excited about that show. I'm very excited that they're both coming into their own these days. And if you don't know Holly Williams and Jason Isbell, do yourself a favor, go out there, pick up everything they've done. There's nothing false about either one of them. And before that, I think Keith Richards probably speaks for himself.
Well, yeah, that was the one I teased you all with, trying to figure out who it is. And that's Keith Richards with DJ Fontana, who most of you will remember. I say most of you will remember, as Elvis's guitar player. And there was a great disc that came out in the late 90s called All the King's Men. And it was one of those compilation discs where contemporary artists paired up with Elvis's backing band. And they did a variety of songs, not just Elvis songs. And that one, I really don't know the lineage of that particular song, although I'm old enough to remember Deuce and a Quarters, and They Ain't No Cadillac, as Keith was singing along. But I love that song. It's one of my favorites. And it's great to hear Keith kind of getting into that Americana mode.
There you go. Keith Richards, I think, if you're going to, depending upon how much we're going to parse the Rolling Stones and alternative country over the course of tonight, I think that you make the case that Keith Richards is the one who probably has the deepest interest in the country part of whatever they've done and whatever people they've sought out.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. We're not going to play it tonight, but when they reissued Some Girls a couple of years ago, there was an entire additional disc that came out with that of unreleased tracks, and they were all country songs. And I was surprised that they hadn't been released earlier because you're right, Bill, when Keith sings a country song, quote-unquote country song, he's into it. I mean, he really is. When Mick sings them, it's almost like he's insecure about singing them or is parodying them, like Girl with the Faraway Eyes or something like that. But if you listen to that whole additional disc on the reissue of Some Girls, I think all of them, or almost all of them, are country songs. And even on some of them, Mick is singing, and he's singing them as if he cares about them as songs. And it's really good. So, you know, I'm sure over the weeks to come we'll work some of that in as well.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. So now, that the way we're doing this at tonight, right out of the box, is Bob made up a playlist of his, and I made up a playlist of mine. There wasn't a lot of back and forth, or actually there wasn't much planning at all going into this. It was just, we have a radio show, this is wonderful, let's play what we want to. And so this next, Bob's going to go into the next round of music with some of his.
Yeah, we're going to play, we'll start off with some Little Feat and then get into some local bands. So why don't we, let's give that a try. Here we go. Thank you. Pretty good set of music there. Started off with Little Feet, Easy to Slip from Sail and Shoes, one of my favorite Little Feet songs. Then we played Pure Prairie League, Take It Before You Go. That was pre-Amy Pure Prairie League, their very first album, and most probably know that Craig Fuller is a Cincinnati resident and ended up running Little Feet for a time later on in his career. So, two other local bands on there, if we can. We can call Little Feet a local band because of that. But two other local bands on there, Rumpke Mountain Boys, Side of the Road from Moon, and one of my favorites, not only musically but also personally, the guys in the Rubber Knife Gang from their Driving On CD, Tennessee Mountain Girl. Okay. We've had... just want to mention another great show that's on here at WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. It's the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. A couple of great guys who play a lot of great music.
Now, Rob is gave us a call and helped us with a few pointers here earlier. He's also the one who pointed out, circling back to Neil Young here for a moment, that apparently Neil was in a... dream fever when he wrote all three of Cowgirl in the Sand, Cinnamon Girl, and Down by the River, suffering from 103 degree fever that week. So maybe you do have to suffer for your art. Maybe that's how it comes out very well.
That and maybe that helps explain what it means to be a cinnamon girl. I love that song, but and every time I'm in the spice aisle at Kroger, I'm like, I sing, I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I have no idea what a cinnamon girl is. You got any clues there, Bill?
I don't have any clues, but what I love is that many bands will play a Neil Young song in their encores. Isbell does a great version of Like a Hurricane. Back in the old days, even Toad the Wet Sprocket did a wonderful version of Cinnamon Girl. When you talked about Cinnamon Girl, it reminded me of theirs. So some of those classic songs that, and of course the Pearl Jam version of Rocket in the Free World is a great, great song as well. So Neil might be old and cranky, but he's certainly his track record speaks for itself. And still putting out really good, vital music. One of these days, Bob will bring in last year's two records, Americana and Psychedelic Pill, and listen to his take on Oh Susanna and other real Americana songs like that. So,
I love that Americana record of his. But you know what? I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, so I'm going to say it over the air. I haven't heard Psychedelic Pill, and I'm a huge Neil fan, but I just kind of got overwhelmed over the last year and haven't really listened to it. And I sort of, the name, I'm not, like, super into psychedelia, but, you know, with Neil, you never know whether he's being serious or not. Can you give me a little lowdown on that?
I can't. I've listened to a couple cuts, but, again, it's not hard to be overwhelmed by the prolific Neil Young. If you listen to everything he puts out. But what's great, almost as good as listening to his music anymore, is just listening to him talk. He had a great interview with Terry Gross on Fresh Air last year, and he was recently on the Q Show out of Canada.
I heard that one, yeah.
John Gomeshi. And maybe it's just me as I get older and crankier, but I really like to watch Neil sit there and take on everybody in the world, knowing that he can write songs better than almost anybody in the world. So, speaking of writing songs better than anybody in the world, what's next, Bob?
I believe we are going to test out one of your theories here, that everybody wants to be the Birds, which is pretty interesting. I mean, I like the birds. I don't want to come off as a bird hater, God forbid. But I'm not sure I buy into the theory that everybody wants to be a bird. Tell me about it.
There's no everybody doesn't have to buy into my theories. I have plenty of them, and there's no reason that everybody has to agree with them. But if you just think about it for a little bit, actually, if you go back to Little Feet, Pure Prairie League, the Rumpke Mountain Boys, and Rubber Knife Gang, and sat down and listened to them, you will hear the jangly guitars, the harmonies, and all of these things. It's a fluid theory, but I think it's a theory that holds up through the years. You can trace a straight line from the birds through REM, through the Decemberists, through, and that's not even counting the Graham Parson years and the birds, I don't think, but just the body of work of Roger McGuinn and David Crosby, Chris Hillman, and the fact of, I don't know if you've listened to Gene Clark's solo records, but the fact, you know, he died way too young, but he was such a great singer, and I've been listening to his solo records a bit recently, and so again, that just reinforces my theory. Where's the proof? The proof's in my head. That's where the proof is.
Okay, well, you know, I'll feel a whole lot better if we get some proof over the airways, so let's give that a try. We'll be right back.
Country Girl from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Before that, In My Hour of Darkness from Graham Parsons. And we started off with I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better from the Byrds. Now, during that set of music there, my new best friend, John, the co-host of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, called and enthusiastically backed my theory that everybody wants to be the Birds.
Oh, so. I think there might be a little distortion there. He said he respected the fact that the theory was in your head.
Oh,
I believe is how he put it.
I must have gotten that wrong. But my guess is that John sees the direct correlation from the first song there to Country Girl and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. But that's my theory. I'm standing by it, and we'll go from there. So now, though, after that little bit of Americana, Bob's going to shift gears at this point.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up on a little bit here. Bill said we are going to mix it up, and we're going to get back to the blues part of the Blues Snakes. And, again, not to beat this theory to death, but, Bill, I'm not sure that Little Walter ever wanted to be the Birds, but that might have something to do with the fact that he predated him. So maybe you're still off the hook there. I don't know, but we're gonna give it a test here with Little Walter.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my baby. Well, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby, I know she love me, my baby. Well, yes, I know she love me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she love me. Don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. She do so please me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, it's my baby.
I'm gonna go get some more.
Jubilee Young from his Last Free Place in America CD. He's never been in this studio. That's called Last Free Place in America. Before that, we had Freddie King, instrumental The Stumble, recorded right here at King Records, no relation, in Cincinnati, back in, I don't know, 60 maybe?
50s or 60s.
58,
yeah,
50.
You know, there's a lot of King Records fans around here who, you know, you could do a whole show about King Records.
Yeah, we might have to
do all that. That's a good idea. Yeah. There's a lot of people that know that thing inside and out.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I am a huge Freddie King fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't get enough. I mean, you put it on, and it's the kind of music you can sit down and just listen to it, or you can put it on in the background, and it'll worm its way into your head, kind of like a blue snake.
Like a blue snake.
And
or
that,
a banjo.
Or a banjo, for that matter. Speaking of, what else did we have in that set? Oh, we had, this was not a banjo, we had Clary Brown and the Raquettes, a very contemporary take on sort of a bluesy, torch singery R&B thing.
I like that a lot. You're pulling out stuff that I don't know very well, but I liked her a lot. And it was interesting because I heard the other day on WAIF, the Musician Sisters, I believe, was the name of the show, and they played some Shamika Copeland, and it reminded me a bit of that.
Oh, and I love Shamika Copeland.
Absolutely.
She has a great Christmas song out, so let's file that away. If they still let us do this in December, we'll have to bust that out.
Well, we'll have to talk about the theory behind Christmas songs at that point, too.
Yeah.
As with most things, I have another theory about that.
Everyone wants to be Santa Claus.
But I will save that for next December. Let's get through this winter first.
That's a good idea. I'm not really looking forward to December.
Next winter.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of flip-flop music before we get to that, so at least I hope so. And we started off with Little Walter. He was a little bit of a crazy man, to say the least, but boy, he could blow that harp and has some great, great songs. So, Little Walter, troubled man, but a great musician.
Well, after that blues package there, you made me think about this, and I decided that we're going to go into my little version of pop music.
Pop music?
It sometimes gets a bad name, but remember the reason we're, at least I'm sitting here, Bob's much younger than I am.
Oh, not that much.
is that that night that the Beatles showed up on Ed Sullivan. And that was pop music at its finest. So pop music has gotten a bad name, but there have been many wonderful purveyors of pop music over the years. So here's three pop songs that I've listened to a lot over the years, and actually one of them's an old one, one of them's a new one, and one of them is a woman that I saw a few years back, and I just like all three of them.
All right, well, here we go.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're listening to WAIF and a lot of loud music. No, you're listening to WAIF 88.3 FM here in Cincinnati.
Let's talk about that set of songs we just heard. The last one was Baby Drugs by Tristan, a Chicago native who moved to Nashville a few years ago. I saw her a couple years ago at Midpoint Music Festival and was just really very impressed by her. She was also at the first Bunbury Festival, and she's coming back to town next month. I believe she's at Motor Pub sometime in February. But she's a great pop singer, very energetic, very catchy songs, and just a treat to listen to. Before that was Things Will Change by Treetop Flyers, the band, the English band that everybody is accusing of being America, like that's a bad thing. Back to my theories, but I won't go deep into this one. America may have been not for everybody, but they had great songs, and they put on a wonderful show. And to be compared to them, in my book, that's just fine. You could do a lot worse.
I think they hurt themselves with Horse With No Name, although that is what got them attention in the first place.
A blessing and a curse. It can be both. But I saw them in the past few years, the America version. There's two original members, and again, a very energetic show. And some of the songs hold up 40 years later, and it was great.
How was Ventura Highway?
Ventura Highway was very good. Of course, my favorite is Sister Golden Hair. So whatever that says about me. In the middle of that was a bonus track, as we call it in the business, my one day in the business, from Roseanne Cash's new record, A Feather's Not a Bird, from The River and the Thread. I'm not sure I can make the case if that was a pop song, but as we said, it was a bonus track, so there you go. And we started off with There She Goes Again by Marshall Crenshaw, who is at the epitome of a great pop songwriter. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's got a whole bunch of great pop songs, including, I think it's Cynical Girl. I don't know if that's a play off of Cinnamon Girl or not.
I want to live with the cynical girl.
So that there's our pop music playlist for this evening. So
I like it, man. It was all great. Good. Those were some great songs.
I liked them.
Yeah. No need to apologize.
No
apologies.
No apologies. Which I think that's the Nirvana song. And that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, wait a minute! I'm getting ahead of myself. We're down the road on that.
Yeah, so we'll get a little more music in, and then we'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We may actually put that off till induction time, but although this week, Bob, I believe it's this week, is Grammy Sunday, so we'll have to keep an eye on that and see if there's any song at all on there that we even know.
Well. Let me, not to keep people in suspense to hear music for too much longer, but what is it about the Grammys? I mean, all of the music that comes out in a given year, and then they nominate, I don't know, seven albums or seven songs, and they're not even stylistically similar, which is fine. I mean, the show is evidence that neither one of us is particularly wedded to a single genre, but the idea that you're going to have a hip-hop song and compare it to Taylor Swift and decide which is the song of the year, to me, is bogus.
Well, it's, one of the things that I've talked to musicians about that I've written stories about over the years is the fact that the business is simply not fair, that the Katy Perrys of the world fly around in jet airliners and make $1 million a day, and there are people out there who are hardworking Americans and other nationalities. But this is why there is commercial radio, mm-hmm. and this is why there's community radio, what we're doing here tonight. So I'm glad to be with you on the right side of history.
That is awesome, Bill. You know, if I didn't know any better, I think we were having a fun drive. That was like a classic lead-in. You got to write that down because we're going to bust that out in a couple of months when we're asking you all for money out there. But actually, I agree with everything you said there. So
there's too much good music to listen to bad music. So you might as well just stay tuned to us and listen to good music every Wednesday from 5 to 8.
That's right. And if you're hankering for that country music, if you're hankering for Hank, then 10 to noon on Mondays with Tom Winkler. And you can request, by the way, for his show. You can email him at classicsofcountry@hotmail.com. And he will get your classic country cuts on the air.
And one more thing before you go into the next block of music. I knew this was going to happen. The tangents just keep on coming as we sit here. But as you're talking about Hank, and I'm going to go back and tie it into Holly Williams that we played earlier, who is the granddaughter of Hank Williams. And
is she Hank the Third's sister?
She is Hank the Third's stepsister, half-sister, however that works. But her dad is Hank Jr. Don't hold that against her. But Grandpa is the one and only Hank Williams. So.
All right.
So what's up next, man?
Okay, we're going to change it up again because that's what we do here. And this next set, I don't know how to describe it. It's got a mix of genres and it's got some sort of insinuating kind of music. And after you hear it, maybe you'll know what I'm talking about. So here we'll start off with a little Joan Osborne.
Thank you.
Cincinnati, that was Caitlin Rose, Shanghai Cigarettes. Love that song. We started the set off with Joan Osborne doing a cover of Spooky, which, as I promised, would kind of insinuate itself into your ears. We also had Lou Reed, may he rest in peace, I Love You, Suzanne, and Leo Kottke somehow deciding he wanted to cover Aerosmith and doing a great version, best version I've ever heard of Sweet Emotion. So it was a little set of, I don't know what you call it, but
well,
it sounded good.
That's the great thing is that it doesn't matter a set of what. It doesn't have to go together. But I love the fact that Leo Kottke would cover Sweet Emotion. I'd like to know the thought process that went into that. And who doesn't love Joan Osborne doing... I think she has an entire album of covers out there that she's very good, in addition to her own songs. And, again, to tie things all together, Caitlin Rose with Shanghai Cigarettes?
Yes.
What she said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She is a writing and performing partner with Tristan, who was in the last set with Baby Drugs. So Shanghai Cigarettes and Baby Drugs, Tristan and Caitlin Rose. There you go. There's something you probably haven't heard anywhere else tonight, would be my guess.
That's a pretty safe bet.
That is a safe bet. So now, speaking of things that don't go together at all, we've come to that point where we're just going to play songs now.
We're all out of ideas, but we're not anywhere close to being out of music.
We're not out of music, and we're not out of ideas either. And by the time that this next set of songs plays, I will have come up with a theory to go with why these three go together.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. So let's cut to the chase.
Come Crying to Me off her solo album of last year. One of the finest albums of the year, I thought. I thought it was really strong. I'm a big Natalie Maines fan. Before that, Freedom is a Stranger from Scott Miller, who's a has a big local following here, former leader of the V-Roys, and an all-around great guy. And started it off with Shadow in the Way, Tiff Merritt from her Tambourine album, the one that isn't the country record. It's more of an R&B thing. And if you ever get a chance to see Tiff with her band, not that she's not great when she's playing solo acoustic, but with a band, she's a great great live act, as is Scott Miller. And it would be great to see Natalie Maines with a band. I don't know that we'll ever be able to pull that off without going to a stadium somewhere along the line. But so what those have in common are one thing. I like all three of them. So
That's good,
my
man.
Theory there.
Another theory, and I like it. Hey, did you know you can help save up to 4 lives in less than 1 hour? You can by donating blood. Start saving lives now by calling Hawksworth Blood Center at 513-451-0910 or Hawksworth, H-O-X-W-O-R-T-H, Hawksworth.org. All right. Well, we're getting to the last 20 minutes or so of the show.
It's been great fun, Bob. I'll tell you that. It's been as much fun as I anticipated having. I think it's been more fun.
Well, that's great. I'm having a blast.
I am, too. And I love all, obviously we love the songs, but hanging out in here, talking about it in between songs, and then listening to them. I think we did. I think we did okay with our playlist for the night.
Yeah, not too bad. But you all out there will be the judge of that. And feel free to call into the studio and give us your feedback. Okay. Speaking of having fun, one of my favorite contemporary artists sounds just like, or very close to, Jerry Lee Lewis. But this guy is not a parody act. He is the real deal. His name is Jason D. Williams, and he is a wild, crazy piano player. And we're going to play one of my favorite songs of his, which has a great title. You Look Like I Could Use a Drink. We'll be right back.
Thank you. radio, so ready for love. Got all the dope from Mr. Moon up above. Then I listen to the breezes whisper love and all the trees, and I learn to coo like a dove. Oh, but I cooed, cooed, cooed to the wrong pigeon. Now I'm through with love. Hey, she took me for my keyboard, my horse and my dog, a fine pair of mules and a fat china hog. A hand-painted chamber mug, my folks handed down, my golden Eastern Surrey with the fringe all around. I cooed, cooed, cooed to the wrong pigeon, and now I'm leaving town. So they wouldn't come to harm. I'd like to know who us is and him I'd like to catch. I'd hang him like a scarecrow by the pillar patch. Oh, yes, a coo, coo, coo to the wrong pigeon. My heart needs a patch.
Well, I like that song. That's Merrill Moore. Coo, coo, coo into the wrong pigeon. Now my heart needs a patch. That poor guy. Merrill Moore was a 50s barrel house country song player. And I'll tell you what, I got some other Merrill Moore. In the weeks to come, I'll play Barrel House Bessie, which is one of the more twisted songs. Basically, he jilts his girlfriend. She follows him to the Klondike, shoots him. He's confined to a wheelchair. They get married and live happily ever after.
Well, I can't imagine that that wasn't a top 40 hit back in the 50s at that point.
So. Oh, and before that, we had Cleveland's Cow Slingers on the Shake It Cincinnati record label. Two-ton load, a good trucking song off of their That's Truckin' CD. And we started the set with, and mine is a terrible thing to waste, but, oh, I can remember, Jason D. Williams, You Look Like I Could Use a Drink.
Which, the Jason D. Williams song, that song title sounds like a Todd Snyder song title. And speaking of Todd Snyder, his Hardworking Americans CD is out this week, and so all Todd Snyder fans should, of course, pick that up and listen to that. So
that's a pretty interesting connection, by the way, because Jason D is actually referenced by name in a Todd Snyder song.
There you go. So. It all comes back. Yeah. I'm surprised that Jason D is not referenced in a Bird song.
Well, hey, we had a great time tonight. We're going to get out of here in a few minutes. Before we do that, I want to encourage you to stay tuned because at 8 p.m., Big Mike and the Pittsburgh Kid are going to have the Time Machine as in the 8 o'clock hour. The Time Machine, it's an oldie show. It's been on here for 32 years, so it really is a time machine.
It is indeed. So we're going to end our debut edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos with a couple of songs that actually, I guess, would pass for oldies for guys like us, right, Bob, at that point. So let's start with Van Morrison, and then we'll wrap up the show the way we started it with the Beatles.
Yeah, but this time in English, right?
In English, that's correct. So all you German music fans, we're sorry that your folks aren't there tonight, but, you know, things change.
That's right, except for the Time Machine, which has been here for 32 years and will be coming up at 8 o'clock. Okay, well, we will see you next week, and until that time, love one another. Good night, everybody.
We'll be right back.